This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. John Donald Robb was a giant figure in the cultural world of New Mexico in the last century. He was a prominent arts educator, an authority on Hispanic folk music of the Southwest, and most importantly, a composer. John Donald Robb's last major work was his Requiem, written in 1985, the first New Mexico performance of a newly orchestrated version of Robb's Requiem. Will take place Thursday night, May 23rd, in the St. Francis Auditorium in Santa Fe. And with us this morning is flutist Linda Marianiello, president of the New Mexico Performing Arts Society, which is producing the concert along with the UNM Robb Trust. Linda, good morning.
Good morning, Spencer. Great to be with you.
First, the New Mexico Performing Arts Society, which you founded with your husband, Maestro Franz Vogt, who will be leading this concert, focuses on the work of New Mexico musicians and artists. Is that correct?
Our mission is to provide world-class level performances, primarily of classical music, but we've also had a jazz performance on our series, our chapel series in Santa Fe. And we believe that there is no reason not to have great concerts with people who make New Mexico their home and who are professional musicians. And so that is our mission. That's what we do. The URL for our website, if you'd like to check out what we've done so far, is nmperformingarts.org.
It's lovely to have you here. John Donald Robb's Requiem, composed late in his life and his career. What was the writing process like of this Requiem for John Donald Robb? I know you've done some research on that.
Robb himself described the process. He started writing the work in 1980, and here's something I'd just like to briefly read. "I want to write my Mass, and it's going very slowly. I don't know whether I'll ever finish it. I read that Beethoven took 5 years to write Missa Solemnis, so I'm not pushing too hard on that."
And he wrote the Requiem in memory of his family, correct?
Yes, he did. "All my brothers and sisters are gone now, and for that reason, I'm trying to write a Requiem Mass."
Very interesting. He was 93 years old.
That's right, when he completed it, exactly. It's a marvelous piece, and our maestro Vogt has described the Requiem actually as a cross between Fauré and Gershwin.
Wonderful.
And it does actually have a number of harmonic elements that are comparable to jazz and American writing generally in the mid to late 20th century.
Now, originally, he wrote it for quite a large orchestra. This is for somewhat smaller forces.
Yes. In fact, the Robb Trust has been actively involved in helping us to create the new orchestration. It's for 29 orchestra musicians. The original probably would have been for about 3 to 4 times that number of orchestral players. Wow. And this was done by Jeremy Van Hoy, who is a trombonist with the Colorado Springs Symphony. Maestro Vogt was also actively involved in the process of working on the score, and they consulted very closely on it. And for our orchestra, we have members of the Santa Fe Symphony and the New Mexico Philharmonic who will be performing with us.
So glad that you're doing it. I'm sure there are many people in New Mexico who are not familiar with the Robb Requiem at all.
And they're going to be so pleasantly surprised. I have been working on the piano score for this particular performance because I play for the choir rehearsals when we don't have orchestra with us. I have come to love the piece more the longer I work on it, and Maestro Vogt feels similarly. It's really a great work. That's not an exaggeration.
Terrific. Linda Marianiello is president of the New Mexico Performing Arts Society, which, along with the UNM Robb Trust, presents the first New Mexico performances of a newly orchestrated version of John Donald Robb's Requiem, Thursday, May 23rd at 7 in the St. Francis Auditorium in Santa Fe. Also on the program is the St. Cecilia Mass by Charles Gounod. Go to ticketssantafe.org. Linda, thank you so much for joining us.
It was really a pleasure, Spencer. So nice to be with you today.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.